This is 105.5 Sarah FM's Jane Chules. Well, thanks to the Hoey Moey.
I love guide dogs. You may see them around all the time helping people out. And the thing is, it's an amazing thing what these dogs are taught and what they're doing for people that really need the help.
Oh, my God. I mean, the amount of money and hours that goes into training these beautiful dogs from pups right until adults, it's beyond your imagination. So you can you know that they need a lot of help when it comes to volunteers. This organisation.
And to give the visually impaired independence too. So This morning we're going to spread word and we're catching up with Jeremy Hill, the Regional Manager for Guide Dogs Australia. Jeremy, you guys need to get the word out, don't you?
We do, yeah. Locally, we're trying to set up a volunteer group. We've got a couple of people who are already quite interested and they've managed to raise quite a few $1,000s. But as you probably know, it's a very expensive business providing guide dogs to people who have vision problems, about $30,000 per guide dog.
Wow.
And all the other services we provide. Your listeners have probably seen people getting around with guide dogs. They're fantastic creatures, but unfortunately, they're very expensive to train. And we're trying to set up a local group where we can do things like sell merchandise and run occasional sausage sizzle, that sort of thing. It all depends on their imagination of anybody who can join us, really.
So that's what you're looking for this morning. We're trying to find more volunteers that are able to spare some time to help out the guide dogs.
We are, yeah. We've got a couple of activities which have happened, like sausage sizzles and things, but we've only got about 3 or 4 people, so we really need some more people to come along and give us a call. Who could perhaps give us a few hours every month to help us out, or they might have an idea for, say, a quiz night or something like that, just to raise money for local services. We have about 13 or 14 at the moment instructors who get around northern New South Wales and they do all the training, but we need to see if we can inject some funds into our local supply.
And we really do. The other month at We Care Day, I was talking to Matt McLaren, who was headlining, and he had his guide dog there. So I actually found out a lot of information. You guys get less than 2% from the government. Is that
right?
We do.
We do rely pretty well. All our funds come from the public. Every time people put a few coins in those money boxes and things, it goes towards it. But people are very supportive. We're very proud to say we've been Australia's most trusted charity now for 4 years in a row, which is pretty huge. And, people just know us. They know us for the fact we do a good thing for the public. Unfortunately, especially on the North Coast, as people get older, their eyesight starts to deteriorate. So we're running things like low vision clinics and teaching people how to do all the things that you and I can do for ourselves with vision loss. But it all takes time and money, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, if people want to volunteer, how do they get in contact with you guys to put their hand up?
Yeah, we have an office in Coffs Harbour, so if they don't mind giving us a call on 66918500 and ask for Kim, she'll take your name and number and we'll get back to you soon.
All right, beautiful. We'll get those details, Jeremy, on our Facebook page for those interested.
Yeah, and it is so interesting because I didn't know a lot about them, but there is a lot to know about the guide dogs, how much work and effort goes into it, how to treat the... You can't pat the dogs. I was like, puppy, and you can't do that when they're on duty.
Yeah, that's right. It distracts them.
Very good point. They get very easily distracted. They're trying to do their job and they're trained. As soon as you put a harness on the dog, I think it's a bit like if you and I put a uniform on, then right off to work.
Yeah,
and they're concentrating on the work. As soon as you take that harness off, they become like any other dog.
Yeah.
Just like knock-off time at work, really.
There is a lot to know. There's a lot to learn. And you can do it too. You can work with these beautiful creatures. Like we said, all the details are going to be on our Facebook page later on this morning. And Jeremy Hill from Guide Dogs Australia, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, mate, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time and support. Have a good morning.